Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 24th of October, 2021. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week, Mark continued our series looking at major stuff from minor prophets, and he was looking at Obadiah and Do Something. The reading is Obadiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 15. So go and join Mark as he's introducing the service.
Everybody. Oh. You okay, Sam? No, oh dear. Right, oh dear. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Minehead Baptist Church on this wonderful Sunday morning. It's really good to see all of you. It's good to see the people who normally come. Right? Hi, Hillary. Right? And it's good to see all the visitors and people. If you're here on holiday, I hope you have a great week. If you're not here on holiday and you're visiting, we hope to see you again next week. Okay? But please, afterwards, there's tea and coffee in the hall. Please come and have a cup of tea and a chat. That would be great. My name's Mark. I'm the youth and community worker at Minehead Baptist Church and part of the ministerial team. And we've got Richard over there and Paul's on holiday at the moment, who's our minister. Let's just start today with a prayer and then we'll do some notices. Lord, we thank you for this new morning. We thank you for this chance to gather as your church. We thank you in anticipation for what you're going to do in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, be with us as we come to worship. Amen. Okay. I always like to do a prayer before the notices, because then you're sort of ready to listen to what's going to be said. And we haven't got many notices today. Apart from, you know, I just mentioned popping in for a tea and coffee after the church. Well, if no one helps us do the washing up afterwards, there won't be tea and coffee after the church. So if you're able afterwards, if you could just help us serve and wash up, that would be really good. Visitors, that's not you, okay? You're okay. You don't have to do the washing up first week here, okay? All right? But if you could help, that would be lovely. And then the other notice, I think it's the only other one I've got, is this week we've had a birthday. Yeah, I know. And it's a really, really big birthday. Okay. How old were you, Kim? 18. Woo! Kim was 18. Okay, shall we sing happy birthday to Kim? Is anyone else's birthday? No. It's just you then, Kim. Normally I'd get you to stand up, and but I won't do that to you. No, it's okay. Right? Sing, go sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Kim, I have got you a birthday present. Oh, no, it's a big pile of, like, DBS forms to fill in, right? Okay? So now you're 18, you're an adult, and you can volunteer. Isn't that good? Eh? Lovely. Okay, that's an... Roy, okay. Over to you.
Thank you, thank you. One, two. All right, did anybody notice the beautiful rainbow this morning? Isn't it beautiful? One point, when we were driving in from Blue Anchor, there was a double... Absolutely glorious. Isn't God good? Reminds us of God's promises. And it also reminds us that it's a time to worship our God. Let's stand and sing. Normally, Mark does the fire starters talk, but today... they've changed roles. So we got Richard.
There's been a swap today, hasn't there? Swap. Good morning. Good morning. So this morning, I don't know if you're aware, but we are continuing on in the Minor Prophets. And we're looking at Obadiah. And as something I've read said, it is one of those books that causes a minor panic if someone asks you to find it in a hurry. I don't know about you, but I definitely had to use the contents page to find it. But we have a sort of title for today that says, Do Something. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? So a question. First, for those of you under the age of 18, do you do everything you're meant to when your parents ask you to? There's a lot of shaking heads going on here. Anyone think they do? No one brave enough. There we go. Because I was going to ask the parents, do you agree with that assessment? But how good are we at putting things off and avoiding what we want to do? Or things we need to do, we don't want to do them, do we? That's the thing. They're difficult or require a bit of effort. I will hold my hands up and say I'm firmly in the definitely don't need to tidy my bedroom until a week next Tuesday, something along those lines. But what do we put off and delay? Any suggestions? Has anyone got, what sort of things do we not like to do?
Dentist.
Pardon?
Dentist.
The dentist, there you go.
Tax return.
Yeah, you've just reminded me I need to do mine. Yeah, there we go. Yes, anything else? Yes. Homework, there we go. The important one.
Getting up in the morning.
Getting up in the morning. Now, I bet if I was to ask what things do we do immediately, I'd get a very different response, wouldn't I? There are definitely some things we like to do immediately. But we find in Obadiah that God is going to punish the people because they stood by and let bad things happen. They stand by and watch terrible things happen. So a question then this morning, what sort of things do we just let go by or happen without doing anything about it? I was playing rugby yesterday and someone definitely could have tackled someone who scored a try and sort of watched it go by quite sort of, you know, quite casually. Less than ideal, is it? But do we have any other suggestions of what we let go happen without doing anything about it? Or it's too much effort to do anything about?
Clean the windows.
What about injustice and all the terrible things that happen in the world? Do we let things bad things happen? Yes, there's one over there. Sorry, what was that?
Tidying up.
There you go, yeah. But do we find it very easy just to let terrible things happen around us without doing anything about it? What sort of things can we do to fix that? What do we think?
Pray?
There we go. That's all the tick, the first list answer for any question, isn't it? Pray. Either that or Jesus. But any other suggestions?
Write to your MP.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. Here's a question. Has anyone ever written to their MP? Has anyone ever written to their MP because they weren't... not when they were made to in school? fairly consistent. There we go. Yes. Someone said they've spoken to their MP. Yes. Or what about the climate change that we hear so much about? We've got a meeting... when is it? Starts next week, the week after, somewhere around there in Glasgow. We find it very easy not to do anything, do we? I think that's me. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop talking now before we disappear down a rabbit hole. I've not got an order of service, so I don't know what's happening. But.
We're going to sing again.
There we go.
Chords on the hop there. Right. Oof. Right. Before fire starters leave us, we're going to sing one more. While we're singing this, we're going to take up our morning offering. For those visitors, don't be embarrassed. This is for the work of this church. If you want to contribute, that's wonderful. If you don't, that's equally wonderful. So let it pass you by if you're not prepared. But we're going to sing Blessing and Honor to the Ancient of Days.
Blessing and honor, glory.
Okay, we're going to have our reading while that's going on. We're okay, everything's been sorted. All right, and Jenny's going to do our reading for us.
from Obadiah. There is only one chapter in Obadiah, so it's from verse 10. Because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof while strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. You should not look down on your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of their trouble. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. Thanks be to God for his reading.
Let's pray again. Lord, I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to bring your word. Be with me, Lord. Be with me as I speak and I speak your word, the message you want us to hear. Fill me now, Lord, with the words of your mouth. Amen. Okay. Obadiah. Can I just say, when I first heard the word Obadiah, okay, I just thought he run the pub in Emmerdale, didn't he? Right? Was that Obadiah? Well, was that Amos? Amos. Well, I knew I'd got one of them, okay. But it's a really old-fashioned name, isn't it? Obadiah. And I instantly think like that. And then it said the theme was to do nothing. And I thought, well, that's a good one to preach on, right? Right, do nothing. Something I'm really good at, doing nothing. You just ask Sally, okay? I can sit and watch football all day and do nothing. It's not a problem, okay? But that's not the idea, okay? The idea of the talk is that we do something. But who likes doing nothing? Yeah, well done, Jeff. Right? Oh, well done, yeah. Okay, some of you can be more honest if you want, okay? Right? Who likes to be busy? There's lots more of you. Well, that's good. Okay. Who likes to stand by and watch things happening around them? Right? There was one or two little fingers going up there. Okay. Who likes to be involved and put their two penneth worth in? Right? Oh, there's a few more hands going up there. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you a little story. It's not a pleasant story, actually. It was a few years back now at the college, West Somerset College. And like most schools, they have a few fights every now and then. Okay? And there was a fight at the school, okay, between a couple of youngsters. And no one stepped in. What do you think the youngsters did? Pardon? Watched. Not just watched. Cheered, not just cheered. Filmed it. Right? Filmed it. No one stepped in and actually stopped it. No one stepped in and stopped that thing going on. They cheered and they watched. No one was seriously hurt. A couple of teachers got bumbled over when they finally came in and stopped it. But there's lots more examples like that. You've only got to watch the news and you hear of things being videoed. Okay? People are watching what's going on around them to video and put onto YouTube or Facebook or whatever they do. But no one's actually stepping in and doing anything. Okay? I did it myself when I was younger. Not videoed, because I'm too old for mobile phones when I was at school. Right? I didn't video it. But when I was younger, as soon as you heard there was a fight going to happen at school, what did you do? Yes, you ran down as fast as you can to the school gates. You watched what was going on. You cheered. You even picked sides. Can't say I'm very proud of what I did then, but you did it. Would I have thought about stepping in and stopping the fight? Uh-uh. No way. Right? Was I scared? Probably a little bit. But actually, I didn't think it got anything to do with me. I didn't even know what they were fighting about. I just knew they were having a fight. This is called the bystander effect. Apparently, okay, we're less likely to help if we're in a crowd than we are if we're by ourselves. I think that's interesting. We're less likely to help if there's a group of us. It's quite interesting this morning. Okay, we've got a little group of people at the back who are doing something, who are busying around, checking that everything's okay. I think they've rung someone now. The ambulance will have to come. We'll just keep going. It's okay. We'll let them busy. Yeah. But we're doing something. It's not anything new, though. It's not something that's just happened in the last few years. Standing around doing nothing's been going on for thousands of years. Not recorded on a cell phone, obviously. But standing by and doing nothing while other people get hurt, getting punished for doing this or doing that. We only got to look back into Obadiah. That reading we've just had this morning. And guess, Obadiah is one of the shortest books in the Bible. Only 21 verses. When that comes up in Bible in a year, I'm looking forward to that one. 21 verses. All right? But in it, Obadiah brings a word from God. And he brings it against a nation called Edom. They're condemning them for just standing around and doing nothing while Israel gets conquered again and again and again. But why would God condemn Edom? Why? Why not other nations? Because other nations were standing by. Well, we'll have a look at this. This is why I love doing the talks every now and then, okay? Because I get to really delve in. So I've gone on the internet like I normally do, okay? So I think this, it's not Wikipedia, so I think it's true. This is what I've found out, okay? To really understand Obadiah, I needed to go back to Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 25, it started with verse 23, when we learn that Isaac's wife, Rebekah, is pregnant with twins. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and then two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. The Lord was referring to the twins Jacob and Esau. Esau was born first, so of course he was entitled to his father's inheritance. But Jacob tricked his brother into giving him his birthright. As you can imagine, Esau weren't too chuffed about this, right? Esau wasn't very happy, so he held a grudge. Who's got a grudge? Who holds grudges? Good, not many of you. Time passes, and Jacob gets married and has 11 sons. He was alone one night when he met a man, okay? Some people say this man was God. The man wrestled with Jacob all night. Jacob tells him that he won't let go until he gets a blessing. And at that point, the man renames Jacob. And what does he call him? Israel. Well done. All right, things starting to click into place now. What's going on? Okay. Jacob is Israel. Jacob founded the nation of Israel. And after his name was changed, he had another son. That's 12 sons for 12 tribes of Israel. But what about Esau? The one that's got the grudge. The one that's not too chuffed. Esau founded the nation Edom. That's right. Edom was a Jewish nation. Descended from Abraham. And the bitterness between the two nations did not stop when Esau died. I'm just going to go lots of Bible verses. I'm not going to read them all out. I'm just going to ping them around. So in Samuel 1, in 1 Samuel 14, Saul fights against Edom. In 2 Samuel 8, David conquered Edom. In 2 Kings 8, Edom revolted against Israel. Isaiah chapter 34 said that Edom was doomed to judgment. And Jeremiah chapter 49 said that God will bring calamity to Edom. Ezekiel said that God would lay their towns to ruin in chapter 35. And then Malachi mentions their destruction. So does Lamentations. Now, Obadiah. What did this poor country do to deserve all this judgment? What did they do? Any idea? Nothing. Well done. Someone's listening. Oh, it's so good when people listen. Right? Nothing. Right? And that's the point. Edom just stood by and did nothing. They did nothing while Israel suffered at the hands of other nations. This is Obadiah verses 10 to 14 again. Because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof while strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and they cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. You should not look down on your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of their trouble. Edom was so concerned about the grudge and about the hatred that was in their heart that they forgot that they were brothers. They forgot that they were tied together. So what can we learn about this? What can we learn from this? Let's not forget who's around us. Let's not forget that we're tied together and we're related. Let's not forget that we're in this together. Israel was hurting, and their spiritual family did nothing. There's people hurting. There's people sitting here who are hurting. What can we do? Whatever we do, let's let it not be nothing. Let's just do something. This entire planet is hurting. Richard mentioned climate change. The planet is hurting. We see it in the news every day. There's wars going on. There's people fighting each other who are related. There's poverty. There's hunger. That's the big stuff. And then there's the little stuff. It doesn't feel quite so little when you're feeling it. You're feeling a little bit tied into your house. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling like you've got no one to talk to. What can we do? Whatever it is, don't do nothing. We can do something. We can't all go off and be missionaries, though, can we, to solve world poverty? We can't all go off and spread the word in far-flung places. That's not what we're all called to do. But we can give the gospel in our lives. We can be Christ-like in our daily life. We can care. We can just be by the side of someone. It's not that difficult. But sometimes it's easier to stand by and let other people do it. Sometimes it's easier to think, I won't make that call. Someone else will do it. Well, that's not really my place to do that. Someone else will do that. And then we just sit back and we wonder why nothing's being done. Obadiah verse 15 shows how God feels about his people. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. It's a little bit worrying. That's a little bit worrying, if I'm honest, when I read that. My deeds will be returned upon my own head. I started to recount the things I'd done. And I thought, oh dear, what have I said? What haven't I said? What have I done? What haven't I done? I start to go back, and it's daunting. It's quite scary. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus gives his famous least of these sort of parable. What you do to the least of these, you do to Christ himself. So if you stand by and ignore people who need the Lord's grace, if you stand by and ignore people who need God's peace in their life, you're standing by and ignoring Christ. And that's when I got the ping. Don't be so daunted, Mark. God gave his only son so that you could be forgiven. I'm forgiven for the things that I feel I do wrong. So I asked for forgiveness. I prayed for forgiveness for the things that I'd done. And then I read that Matthew bit again. What you do to the least of these, you do to Christ himself. So if you stand by and ignore people who need something, it's like you're standing by and ignoring Christ. And Christ gave his life for me. Why would I want to ignore someone like that? Quite a lot of us would give our lives for the people around us who have done things for us. Quite a lot of us would lay down lots of things for the people who have done stuff for us. Christ laid his life down for me. Why would I want to ignore him? So why would I want to ignore the people around me who are hurting? Why would I want to ignore the people in his church? Why would I want to ignore the church? Why would I want things not to be done? I wouldn't. So what we need to do is do something. So I've got a question for all of you. It's a question I asked myself when I was doing this. What is God calling you to do? Now remember what I've said. It's not anyone else. Okay? You can't stand by and let other people do it. What's God calling you to do? It might be fly around the world, be a missionary. It might be become a supporter of a missionary society and pray for them. Give money to them to help that missionary do the work of God. You might be asked to go off and solve world poverty. Okay, I don't know who's going to do that. I don't quite know how you do that. But you might. But you might be asked to pray for the end of world poverty. We're not all being asked to go off and do massive things for God. I don't think God's calling us all to be out of our comfort zone. But he is calling us to do something. We can't just sit back and let other people do it. You might be sitting there thinking, well, I've always wanted, I've been nudging that God might be asking me to accept Jesus into my heart, but I've never really done it. He might be nudging you, and unless you do something, he won't enter. You've got to ask him. He might be asking you to go on Wednesday or Thursday to the Oasis coffee morning and sit and just chat with people who are coming in. He might be asking you to do that. He might be asking you to volunteer for fire starters. Julian, Julian's looking at me and laughing. Right? He might be. He might be asking you to join a small house group, a life group. He might be asking you to lead one. But he might be asking you just to attend one. He might be asking you to become a fuller member within the church. Or he might be asking you just to sit and pray and be with the person next to you. Whatever he's asking you to do, he's not asking you to do nothing. And it's got nothing to do with our age or anything like that. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. God is asking you to do something. So I'm just going to give us a moment. I want us to stop and think. What is God asking you to do at the moment? Has there been something that's been niggling away at you for a few years, or a few months, or a few days, that just these few words you've heard and you've gone, I can't get away with it now? Just ask him, what is God asking you to do? Let's pray for a while. Lord, as we sit here and we wait, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do individually? What do you want us to do as a church? Where are you leading us, Lord? Where are you leading me, Lord? Fill us all anew, Lord. Give us a new energy, a new spirit. A spirit to want to get up and do something. Put people in the way of us that we can spread your word. We thank you, Lord. Amen. And I'm just going to finish. I don't think God ever wants us to do something that is way beyond us. I don't think God wants us to be something that we're not. I look around here and I'm looking at so many people, and there's not one person that looks the same. I'm looking around and I see individuals, I know lots of you. There's not one of you with the same personality. I look out there and I'm looking at you and there's not one of you who have got the same gifts. You are all so different, so beautifully and uniquely made in the image of God. I always find that really funny because I'm looking out of you and thinking, if that's what God looks like, oh my goodness, right? But you are beautifully and wonderfully made in the image of God. God doesn't make mistakes. You're meant to be like that. So as you go out this morning, do something and be something that God made you to be. Get out there and just be the best that you can be. And God's light will shine through you. It's not rocket science. I say it all the time, stay close to God, read your Bible, talk to him. His light will shine out through you if you do that. When you're in the garden, when you're in the shops, when you're at school, when you're at college, when you're whatever you are doing, God's light will shine out of you. Your personality will shine out. You will attract people around you. The people who are meant to be a bit like you. Because we seem to attract people who are more like us. And then your job is to be like Christ and to be God-like for them. And then when they ask questions and things like that, you've got the answers. When they need someone to talk to, you're there to talk to them. Make the effort. Do something. We're lucky. We're not quite like Edom. Because I felt sorry for Edom. Because I feel sorry for the fact that Esau got tricked out of his birthright. Okay? I don't like that idea that Jacob tricked his way to power. Okay? Don't like that bit, but he did. So I feel sorry for Esau and I feel sorry for Edom. They've been condemned. You're not condemned. You've been saved. God gave his one and only son that you could be forgiven and saved. And if you're given a new opportunity, if you're given another chance, do something. Let's pray. Lord, you've challenged me. You've made me stop and think about the things I have done and haven't done. You've made me stop and think about what I should be doing. Be with me and be with the rest of us as we go out this morning and we do something. Let us shine for you. Let us be positive. Let us give to people and not drain from people. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we just bless each other. We bless ourselves. We ask, Lord, that you bless us as we go out. All right? Let us do something, Lord, for you. We know you're not asking us to do major things. You're asking us to be ourselves, to be the best that we can. So, Lord, bless us as we go out. Bless us as we go into this community. Bless us as we go into our homes. Bless us, Lord, as we start this week.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
And just as a change, can I ask you not to sing this at the start? We're going to sing it to you first. Your turn will come after that to sing it to each other. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name of the Lord. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name of the Prince of Peace. Peace to you. Sing it to each other. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name.
name of the Lord. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name of the Prince of Peace. Peace to you. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name of the Lord. Peace to you. We bless you now in the name of the Prince of Peace. Peace to you. Peace to you. Peace to you. Peace to you.
Amen.
To leave a comment, please go to minehead-baptist.com/sermons. Well, thank you once again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.